Welcome to About Music. I'm Brian, and welcome to our new time slot. We're continuing today with our investigation of the influence of Beethoven on later composers. Our topic today is Beethoven, Schumann, and the musical structure called variations. Variation technique allows the composer to demonstrate creativity, technical skill, and an emotional range. Elaboration, contrast, and emotional progression, along with structural unity, are the primary objectives of variation technique. Beethoven's piano variations and fugue in E-flat major, opus 35, which are also called the Eroica variations, and Schumann's symphonic etudes, opus 13, are two of the most ambitious variation sets of the 19th century. While both works are built on variation techniques, they approach form, texture, and thematic development in distinct ways. Beethoven's Opus 35 is a rigorous, architecturally sound set of variations that culminate in a fugue, emphasizing thematic development and counterpoint. Schumann's Opus 13, on the other hand, is more of a kaleidoscope of piano colors and virtuosic textures, emphasizing emotional contrasts and symphonic grandeur rather than a strict developmental trajectory. Both works redefine variation form, but Beethoven's is structurally expansive and rigorous, while Schumann's is impressionistic and symphonic. Looking first at Beethoven's Opus 35 Eroica variations, there is an introduction followed by 15 variations and then a double fugue. It is based on the bass line and theme of the finale of his later Eroica symphony, which is his symphony number 3 in E-flat major, opus 55. The variations are tightly structured and progress towards a grand double fugue. This shows Beethoven's interest in counterpoint and architectural cohesion. The technical and expressive demands upon performing this are quite rigorous. The fugue demands a strong grasp of counterpoint, and the entire set demonstrates structural rigor in classical clarity. Take note as you listen how Beethoven's variations grow organically from their theme, rather than presenting abrupt contrasts. We now come to Schumann's Opus 13 Symphonic Etudes. These are based on a theme by Baron von Fricken, which has lyrical character. Unlike Beethoven, Schumann conceives each variation as an independent etude. Each explores a different pianistic texture. Each variation has a unique character, more akin to independent pieces rather than a continuous narrative. Each one explores aspects like arpeggiation, rapid octaves, syncopation, and delicate voicing. In terms of performing this, the pianist requires brilliant technique. It's especially demanding in expressive contrast. The work is more orchestrally inspired with dramatic changes in texture, register, and dynamics. And as you listen, please listen to the emphasis on the poetic and expressive potential that Schumann uses in this variation form.
Thank you.
Well, I'm convinced that you enjoyed Beethoven's and Schumann's variations very much. Just as a summary again, Beethoven's is a rigorous, sound set of variations that culminate in a fugue, emphasizing thematic development and counterpoint, whereas Schumann's is more of a kaleidoscope of piano colors and virtuosic textures. Next week, we're going to continue this theme slightly by comparing a set of variations of Beethoven with one of Brahms. I do hope you will join me again next Monday. Signing off, I am Brian.